let me first just talk about what's at the WNBA, which I think is a great brand of basketball, a great brand of family entertainment that is unique in every marketplace. Phenomenal athletes who are so athletic and yet such good people. I think the WNBA is so much about what's right in sport. And I think my job is to help more people understand and be aware of the fact that there's great property here.
After only the first day, we've seen the defending champion defeated. We've seen a fourth triple-double
in
the league.
Right.
Four-time champion make a statement about it's season last in the league. So is this the type of excitement that you can expect from this point forward?
I think, absolutely. I mean, when you look at, and I've had a chance to look at many of the teams, I think the competition will speak for itself. Everyone talks about parity, but parity in a way that generates a lot of excitement. And, you know, it's interesting because it's not like we have a 162-game season. What makes the NFL so compelling is that every game means something. And you know what? Every game here means something because there's just not that many games. And I think when you have a sport that has a season, it's defined as ours, I think that gives really added excitement to every game because of what it means ultimately in terms of making the playoffs.
You discussed on the teleconference calls expansion.
Yes.
I wonder if you would go into that again, but some of you may not have participated.
Yeah, listen, we're in our ninth season for the WNBA. We will celebrate our 10th, and we will celebrate it loud and proud. We will add Chicago as our 14th team in 2006. And based on all of the ownership interests we've had and cities over the last couple of months, we anticipate that we will probably add a franchise a year for the next several years. And you know what? The great thing is we have so much talent now. We've come such a long way in 9 years. So the thought of that there being a talent dream, I think we owe it to these athletes to add 11 jobs a year. I really do.
I'll ask you a question that's asked me quite often by fans in the area. When is Houston ever going to get an All-Star game?
You know, I heard that question earlier today. And I said, you know, first of all, fill up this bowl every single game, like it used to be. That would be a good thing. And then we'll have to figure it out. I don't have right now, as I sit here, a list of cities for the upcoming All-Star games. But interest and fan support does go a long way. Obviously, Houston's a great market.
Were you
likely linked
to attendance here?
I can't say that. I mean, we have an NBA All-Star game coming here in the next couple of years, I believe. So obviously, we think a lot of the market to come here. In terms of the WNBA, I know I am going to say on this particular one, of all the things I've been working on, that hasn't been the top five. Where the All-Star game's going to go in the next. So, in all fairness, I really haven't focused on it.
What are your plans to, I guess, generate more corporate sponsors and something like that?
We're working on that right now. We've got a lot of companies in the pipeline. When you look at what the WNBA has to offer in terms of an entertainment vehicle, a unique marketing proposition, the unique audience that it reaches, I think it stands head and shoulders above many properties, or at least certainly stands beside them for marketers. And we're presenting that story to the marketplace right now. It's being received really well, and actually have a couple of announcements in the next couple of weeks.
Would you like to see improved just every time you get in charge?
What would I like to see improved? I'd like to continue to see our gate grow. I'd like to see the continual outreach to more and more fans and broaden our fan base. I'd like to see that.
What are your thoughts on that? What's your commissioner counterparts, you know, they've had to go through Washington recently?
I'm not exactly sure. In what way?
You worry that some,
I stand so proud and so tall. Because what these athletes represent, as I said earlier, is all that's right about sports. They play for the sheer joy of it. It's so authentic what they do and why they do it. There's no issues as it relates to any of those kind of drugs or any of the other issues that may be at issue for some other sports. And so what I do think is just sets us apart in terms of our uniqueness and the qualities of why people really like to support, you know, teams like this.
Is there much you can do to, agree or get cooperation from people?
Yeah, I've gotten that question a lot lately. Obviously, it's the beginning of the season, and we've had a series of players report late. because of their obligations in Europe. So I have begun discussions internally to figure out what's the best way to address the issues that that raises. I have to say, tonight's game is great. The quality of play, the players are on, they're shooting really great. I probably saw, it's probably a little bit mixed. I mean, the Lynx are playing great together. There's a first game, and they haven't had that many practices because of that issue. But we're going to look at it. We're going to look at it hard.